Hey, baby.
Hey.
Naomi and Andy here with a quick Q/request.
Yes. So, okay, Acast is doing these audience surveys, okay? We put the link in the show notes. The link is going to be in the link tree on our Instagram and everything like that. Here's the thing, Naomi. You know, we're already pretty choosy about the ads that we allow on the show. No weapons manufacturers.
Raytheon, get out of here.
Yeah. Screw off, Raytheon. But we want to make sure that the ads are kind of tailored to y'all.
Right.
Okay? Right? Say you want to hear ads for A Different World DVD box sets.
We need to know that.
We need
can
to
go
know
out
that.
To them. We can get the word out. But we only can get the word out if you give us the word. So you got to fill out the survey. It is quick, quick, quick. And it just lets us know if the ads you're hearing are the right ads for you.
Yeah.
So get on over to the show notes where that link is or the Couples Therapy link tree and fill out that quick survey so we can pass the word on to Acast.
All right. Roll it.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is DJ Vlad, and I want you to check out the Vlad TV podcast launching on June 17th. Since 2008, Vlad TV has been the leader in hard-hitting, no-holds-barred interviews with the world's biggest rappers, singers, Hollywood stars, professional athletes, and former big-time criminals. And now you can catch all of our full-length interviews available as audio podcasts. So listen to the Vlad TV podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open your hearts and loosen your butts. It's time for couples therapy.
Yeah, this podcast is Andy and Naomi's, where they can both laugh and hang with all their homies, talking excellent vacationing with brunches and cuddling, to messy situationships and conscious and coupling, from Netflix hookups to single them with some Hulu, text, sex, regrets, or feeling on your new jubu. They gon' talk about it, ah, yeah, you are invited, ah, needing therapy, I guarantee, baby, we got it.
It's couples therapy, couples therapy.
Hey, girl, hey. I am Naomi.
Slay queen, and I'm Andy.
And this is Couples Therapy. And on Couples Therapy, we bring you the very best sets from our live show where we have comics do sets together about their relationship.
Yes, and if you didn't know this, Naomi and I are also a couple.
That's true, but honestly, if you don't know, you better ask somebody, okay? Because that's been established. We would not be together if not for this unbreakable bond of love.
There was a, whatchamacallit, Lyft put out this ad for Valentine's Day that had a very attractive black woman with a very nerdy white dude. And I'm like, that doesn't seem realistic.
And then you looked at your life.
And then I looked in the mirror and I was like, maybe.
You guys, today, this episode is dropping today, February 26th, which also happens to be the birthday of one Mr. Andrew Beckerman, all right? Mm. Today is Andy's birthday. And you know what? I'm going to tell you this. Andy don't like birthdays, which is why it's like, I'm the kind of person who's like, let's celebrate our birthday for an entire week, an entire month, tell everyone you've ever met, let the love rain down. And Andy's basically not having it. So
more, well, okay, look, let me clear something up for you, because I think you're living under a misconception.
Wow. Take the veil from my eyes, bitch.
We're going to tear through the veil of Maya today with this. Naomi, first of all, you do, I would say more of the year is about celebrating your birthday than is not.
More of the year?
Yes.
That is not accurate.
350 maybe days.
No, I just want you to celebrate me getting out of bed. It don't have to be my birthday. It's just the sheer fact that I got up, and especially if I showered, let's applaud.
It is. Well, here's the thing. Well, Naomi, I want to talk about your birthday on this episode, and I wrote the note, Andy is dying. That's what we, okay, it's not that I like birthdays because I like attention, because I really crave it. I'm empty inside, and I need it to come from outside. I need people to fet me. Feed me? F-E-T-E. How do you pronounce that? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Fet. I do like that part of birthdays. It's the aging part of birthdays, the reminder of your mortality. There was a good 2 weeks. This is before, I think this is why we definitely need a dog. Because we're not having kids, so I need something to concentrate on. When we had Crunchy in our lives, I was not thinking about this. But the 2 weeks prior to that, maybe even a month prior to that, I would wake up at 3 a.m. every night, and the first thought that would flood into my mind was like, you're mortal. You better enjoy this, buddy.
God.
You got a limited time, pal.
Your mortality, like, I get it fully. And yet it also feels very foreign to me, the preoccupation with mortality, because for me, it's like, I don't know. I don't want to live that long anyway. You know what I mean? Like, especially like the body's going to deteriorate naturally. So it's like once stuff goes, like I always say, it's like if I can't pee, if I like can't wipe my own ass anymore, I'm like, I'm out. You know what I mean? And so the idea of like wanting to live forever, I mean, I guess I would live forever or want to be around forever if I was in good health and looked the way I did when I was 26, when I thought I was fat but really wasn't. Like, if I could do that forever, sure. But knowing that the body's going to go and, you know what I mean? I'm like,
well, that's the thing. Look, I'm so far, everything's like kind of a little tight, a little, know, I still have my hair.
You're keeping it right and tight.
You know, I can play myself at, I can play characters that are like 5 or 6 years younger than me. You know, and as long as that stuff's still humming along, okay. I don't have aches. I don't wake up like, ugh, my spine.
I literally do. I literally have aches and had a colonoscopy
last
year.
You had aches coming out of the womb.
Thank you.
Your mom put you in a bassinet and
I was like, not too hard. Lay me down gently.
Please, I just want some warm water and lemon in this bottle.
Could somebody warm this breast milk? I was very delicate.
Put on a couple episodes of WKRP in Cincinnati and we'll be fine. I want to watch Rhoda.
Put on my stories when I was literally an infant.
So, right. So the markers of age, as long as they don't wear their way into my face, as long as you don't look at my face and I look like a statue from Egypt. From 3rd century Egypt, then I'm fine. Okay. But there's still like the, you know, so far, my midlife crisis has been limited to just listening to indie rock albums from my 20s.
Okay, because, I don't notice it then. Okay, that's an internal crisis, because that music sounds the same.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, you know, Steve Malkmus's first album, Wilco's Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, Broadcast, pulling them back into the rotation. What else? Oh, you know what? Little Brian Eno, Little Neil Young. You know, it's not indie rock, but the precursors of indie rock.
Okay.
So it's that, but then I also, there's this added thought. There's like also like kind of the image of a Grim Reaper just like hanging out back there in the back of my head. And then there's this thought like, how many more times are you going to get to listen to this song?
Oh my God, Andrew, you have to get free of this. You cannot be preoccupied with such a thing that you cannot change.
But that's the thing. And this is why I think people have kids, which is that like, when Crunchy was in our lives, we had if you haven't listened to other episodes, we had a foster dog for a couple weeks. That's all. The thought went totally out of my head. And since then, the thought's been out of my head.
Well, see, that's funny. I think a dog is different than a kid because to me, nothing reminds me of mortality more than a kid. Because it's like when we visit our friends who have kids, you know, you see them like once a year or whatever, and you see how big the kid has gotten. You're like, oh, time is ticking very quickly. When you see like the aging of a child, I'm like, that for me, I'm like, can't have it. But like where it is now, where we're just like childless and the cats will always want the same food, I'm like, this is just a moment in time. But I think
time keeps on ticking.
Ticking, ticking.
You're gonna wither away.
Oh my God, guys, we honestly want you to feel good about yourselves when you listen to Couples Therapy. So we just wanted to say, you know what though? It is your birthday. But I will say one of the good things is, you know what? A little present came early for you this go round.
This is, my heart just like is overflowing. You know, one of the, we have very nice listeners. I will say overwhelmingly that the people that write us on Twitter and Instagram or send notes on Gmail or whatever, you guys are so kind, and it really does make my heart overflow with joy. And we had a listener, actually.
The wonderful Meg K in Portland.
We don't know if she wants to.
I didn't want
to
put your government name out there, girl, in case you're on the low. So Meg K, you know, she's listened to the podcast a lot, and she sent us two very lovely gifts based on some things we talked about.
A potato ricer. I love mashed potatoes. I don't know how to make them. Well, I don't
make them good. Yes. You don't know how to make them well. You don't know how to hook it up.
But in your daily life, you know, it's a lot of work. And then she sent us a potato ricer. She says, this has made my best mashed potatoes using this device. And I am just, I'm speechless, honestly. Like, I don't know. I'm so bad with, like, expressing my emotions that I don't know. But also, Naomi, we have.
Yes, the other part of her gift, you know, because, again, if you have listened to this podcast, you know that for quite a long time, we had very noisy, noisy neighbors. Meg hooked us up with 14 pair of extreme protection earplugs, okay? We ain't playing. She want me to make sure I never hear another riff of Day Tripper again. And I'm gonna tell you this, Meg, even though our neighbors have moved, we do live on the ground floor, and our landlord loves turning on machinery at all hours of the day. And these earplugs will get a lot of good use. So thank you so much, girl. And honestly, I'm just going to pretend like this is a birthday present for Andy to help make him feel better.
I think it's a good, it's a birthday present for me in the sense that, like, it will help you sleep. And I'm worried about the fact that you don't sleep enough.
Well, you don't want waking up at 3 a.m. to contemplate mortality. So honestly, between the two of us, we get about six hours.
I put an episode of Friends on and I fall back to sleep. It's just that 5 minutes of terror.
Just 5 minutes of terror. Oh, shake it off. You guys, you know what's not terror? You know what's amazing, fun, and cool, and great?
I am so excited about these sets from, this is the other two sets from our February show. Now, if you remember from last episode, the February show, it was in the middle of this giant downpour, and half of the lineup canceled that morning because of sickness or injury.
Yes. And
one of them had the flu. It was crazy. And we were so lucky. Again, I can't express emotions, but these are we had good friends of ours that were in town or that just moved here.
Yes.
And they were so nice.
They stepped up. Okay, you got New York Comics going to these spots in a polar vortex. So you know when it gets to LA, they're going to come out in the rain. And we were so lucky to bring you this.
Literally, by the way, the downpour, it's dripping on the stage, it's dripping on the soundboard. The sound guy comes over to me in the middle of the show and whispers to me, we might have to call the show because I don't want to get electrocuted. That's how much the rain was coming in at the Virgil.
We were risking our lives, not us, the sound guy. Lives were being risked to bring you this dope comedy, okay? So get ready to laugh, okay? Because we are giving our lives for it. This first set is from Clark Jones and Kenny DeForest.
Love.
Comedians and besties and the former hosts of comedy at the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn. You've seen Kenny on HBO's Crashing and Late Night with Seth Meyers. You've seen Clark on Comedy Central, Stars. And you can get his latest stand-up album, First of All, now on iTunes.
Woo! Roll it.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Oh, man. Give it up for the second interracial couple of the night.
Yeah, how about that? Oh, my God.
You never know what it's going to come packaged in. Brother drinking coffee, no laptop, whatever. It's weird to see somebody with coffee and no screenplay, I know. It's different.
How you guys doing? Surviving the rain? Good for you. You guys went out. I had to park 500 miles from the venue because it's raining and no one will leave. So there's no parking spots are opening up because everyone's cowering inside like it's a tornado. And now I'm sopping wet in front of a room full of strangers. And my pants, you know, they started too tight for my comfort as it was, and now they're wet and I'm a little self-conscious is all I'm saying.
Your pants are somehow grayer than when you bought them. That's different.
Speaking of gray pants, what the hell's going on?
I don't know. I'm like, yo, bruh.
You look like a member of the Jamaican bobsled team is trying to get an office job. Is what you look like.
Listen. I'm a black CEO on his first day, right? And I'm just trying to look cool for all the rest of the startup staff. Like, look, guys, no, I'm not problematic. This wasn't a diversity hire. I earned it.
You look like you play 2K on Twitch for money.
Yeah. I run the whole thing. We'll talk about that publicly.
Sips
How
coffee.
Is it being a roadie for an undiscovered SoundCloud band? No, I'm going to put this hat on. Y'all going to make it.
Man, every time I hear a tasty guitar lick, my beard grows an inch. The rule of the roadie road.
You look like the last white person who'll defend R. Kelly. Like, you look like, but he made some good records. He's on SoundCloud too, you know.
I see you have your Black History Month glasses on.
Oh, yeah. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn who Harriet Tubman is. The real story. Speaking of Black History Month, that wasn't on purpose. He just saw me and thought Black History Month.
By the way, this is a show about relationships. We hosted a comedy show together for 4 years. We just handed it off. And I live here now, and Clark is visiting. And so this is what we do. That was a little sample of why we got invited to do this show.
Yeah, we make fun of each other a lot.
And as a white person, I felt it necessary to interrupt you as you were about to talk about Black History Month.
Yeah. Did y'all catch how I very clearly
I
was about to
that,
talk?
I noticed that.
You're doing
this
it again.
About me.
You're doing it again. Every time I'm about to bring, it's like those alerts on Instagram. Like, you was just talking about Black History Month. How about this Dr. King hair relaxer? It's like, where did that come from? How did Siri? Are you Siri snitching? Siri be talking that shit, man. I think my pants are nice. I do. It's different. Black dudes, we. Oh, you want to interrupt now?
Well, I was deciding if I want to go back. I wanted to ask you to do a commercial for Dr. King hair relaxer, but the moment had kind of passed.
No, it didn't. It's never too late for Dr. King. It's never. Except, well, I shouldn't say that joke. April 5th, 1968 is too late for Dr. King. Listen. Ooh. I love Dr. King. I went to a black college, and at black colleges, like, if you have a problem, they don't fix it. They just tell you who used to go there, right? So I was oft reminded of how Dr. King went to the same college as me, and they would try to tell me that so I would live up to it. But I think I'm slightly better than Dr. King. Let me explain why on this very black-ass Black History Month. Yeah. Listen, in college, Dr. King was a C student. Okay. In college, I was a C student. Dr. King cheated on his wife, Coretta Scott King, many times. I've never cheated on Coretta Scott King. Never. Never even thought about it. And finally, as great as Dr. King was, we all know who Dr. King is, as it's like, I know the rain is coming off my hat. But look, he had great timing. He came along at the right time. Like, I'm glad the civil rights movement existed, because I don't know what other job Dr. King could have had with that voice. Dr. King couldn't sell sandwiches. I have number 76. A rice sandwich. I have a cream pastry with a side of marmalade, a side of marmalade. I'm like, man, if y'all don't get this Scooby-Doo villain up out of here.
The first time he was doing that impression, we were watching the movie Selma together.
And he was, this is facts.
He was doing it, and it was making me laugh. And I was like, man, you have to stop making me laugh. The optics on this are bad. I can't just be a white dude watching Selma like, ha, 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 ha.
Watch this. Stop. Watch this. Is it?
Oh, it's coming out of the ceiling.
I thought it was my hat. I thought I had like a prop hat on by accident.
I wanted to tell you, but you had momentum. You know what I mean?
This is like that scene in Remember the Titans, where it's like, nah, we standing together. I'm with Harris now. And they're like, yeah, no, this is my brother, man. He the quarterback. I was in paid in full. This is crazy. Did y'all see Remember the Titans? It was a great movie. It was a great, this is what we base our friendship on.
It's true.
When that quarterback and Wood Harris start, you know, working together and running comedy shows. It was great.
When times get tough, I just go, left side.
And then I start singing Motown classics. And we just left the good job in the city, working for the man every night. Black Lives Matter! And then I just break into it right in the middle of the, what happened at the Black Lives Matter march?
Oh my God. This is the worst example of Clark making me laugh at inappropriate times. We were at a Black Lives Matter protest, and everyone's going, Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter. And then, like, everyone started to get a little off rhythm, and Clark just goes, white people on the downbeat.
I was orchestrating. Ain't no revolution without rhythm. It's impossible. If we can't get on the same step, we definitely can't get on the same page.
Oh, my God.
That was very important to me, because it was throwing me off. I forgot why I was there. You know what I'm saying? See, like, just put a fist in the air and just march. Don't sing. Because people was coming up with, like, they, you know, chants supposed to be, like, at least just 7 words, easily remember. And people were, like, making up their little remixes. Everybody was like, you know, no justice, no peace, no crooked-ass police. And then people was doing, like, no justice, no peace. Also, I'm like, no. No Cliff Notes. No. None of that shit.
Clark knows I have white guilt like I'm supposed to. It's why we're friends.
And, yeah. And I play on it.
Yeah,
I love it.
He likes to. One time he was like, I was getting work done on my laptop. I was like working on stuff. And he walked in. We used to live together. And he walked in the living room and goes, hey, man, let me get that laptop.
This is facts.
And I was like, no, I'm working on something, man. You can't have my laptop. And he goes, oh, yeah? Well, I need to watch 12 Years a Slave.
This is true. I did. I needed to watch it.
And I was like, oh, my God. I'm sorry. Was I using your laptop? That's my fault. I think this is actually yours.
It had his name etched into it. Like, rich white dudes have all this shit etched into it. And I was illegally watching 12 Years a Slave on Kenny's computer. And I ain't give a fuck either.
He watched it in my bed, too, which felt like a power move. It really did. But he knew there was nothing I could do, you know? He just went in my room, and I was like, yeah, sure, man. I hope enjoy yourself in there. And every 10 minutes, he'd pop out, and he'd just look at me and just be like.
But then Kenny would be like, are you almost done? And then I would shut the door like the end of The Godfather. Like, no, this, you can't have your laptop back, man. This is mine now. But we've been friends for almost 10 years now. And we've discovered, like, I wish we had, like, recorded all of the racial justice problems we've solved.
That's true. Over 2K.
Oh, my God. We would. Okay, so before we started going to therapy, we would just play each other in video games, and whoever won was released of all their anger, and whoever lost absorbed all of the anger.
Yeah, you would lose, and then what would happen is you would yell at your friend about the video game, but it was really about your mom.
Yeah. It was mostly about the rent prices in New York, man. It was like, anybody play, who play, any video gamers? Anybody play games? I just wonder, where the black dudes at? Yup, right here. Or was that a white dude? I can't tell. We all together, we're the same.
We got racially profiled out of our first New York apartment together. You want to tell them that story?
We've been through a lot together. Yeah. So we got our apartment. Before we moved there, we did all the things. We had the guarantors.
Yeah.
We had all the shit that words we don't use all the time. We had that. We had cosigners. Boom. We go to the place. The dude is like... he's just, like, not letting us move in like we thought we were going to do. We're in a U-Haul. We drove. We ready to move in. Everything's been signed. And they wouldn't rent it to us. Kenny walked in first, and he was like, all right, cool. Then I walked in, and our other two black roommates,
And all of a sudden, there was a problem. True story.
True story. He goes, hold on, I'll be right back. I need to talk to my associate.
For 2 hours.
No one on the up and up refers to their coworkers as associates. That's a person that's always on some slimy, shady shit.
He didn't run into us, and he was like, yeah, you guys, you're coming in with your hats. That's not a good look.
Your hats and your sneakers.
The only person who had on hat and sneakers was Kenny. Let's just. Me and the two other black dudes who were moving, we had on full suits and these pants, ready to just legally move into an apartment. And he was not having it. So we were homeless in New York the first night. And we stayed in this like abandoned, what looked like a murder scene.
Yeah.
And they gave us some little rollout couches. And
found a place the next day, lived there 5 years, and here we are. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah.
Still
you
friends.
Guys have been dope.
Yep. Thank y'all so much. That's been our time, man. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you, guys.
I've been Clark Jones.
I've been Kenny DeForest. Keep it going for Naomi and Andy, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's Bobby Bones. I host The Bobby Bones Show. And I'm pretty much always sleepy because I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. A couple hours later, I get all my friends together, and we get into a room, and we do a radio show. We share our lives, we tell our stories, we try to find as much good in the world as we possibly can, and we look through the news of the day that you'll care about. Also, your favorite country artists are always stopping by to hang out and share their lives and music too. So wake up with a bunch of my friends on Big 104.7 in Pittsburgh, or wherever the road takes you on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome back, you guys.
Oh, God, I love that.
Andy and I love Clark and Kenny. We love that friendship. We love that quickness.
They've been on the show in New York, but, you know, before we started doing this as a podcast, yeah. This is a show in New York for, like, a couple years. Back to 2014, I think.
Sure. It all blurs for me.
Kenny was on with Sasheer. They're dating. And
yes.
I forget who Clark was on with, but, like, ever since then, I've, like, they're also nice dudes.
It's always nice when a male comedian's cool. You know what I mean? Because you can't expect it. You can't expect them to just be like cool and like friendly and warm.
But do you know what else I like about them? They roast each other. And it's friendly roasting.
It's a friendly roasting. Well, it's interesting because you and I, you know, we wanted to talk a little bit about roasting, the art of roasting, but also how common roasting is. And like, you grew up, you're a roaster. You're a roasted peanut.
I was forced to. I'm a little sensitive man.
You're a delicate lace boy.
human doily, as I've said before.
Yes.
And but my friends growing up, you know, that's kind of how we're from Pennsylvania. We're all repressed because of the Germanness that's in the air.
Oh, but such good apple pie.
Yes.
Continue.
Love the pretzels, hate the emotional repression. That's on a sign when you come into Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Love the pretzels. Hate the emotional repression. But it's in the air, so the only way you can express your friendship is to roast each other.
Yeah.
To make fun of each other. And that it was a constant churn. Imagine the sea. Imagine the sea roiling.
Okay, hold on. Let me imagine the sea. Okay, a roiling sea.
What are you, Scott Aukerman?
Okay, the sea like Aquaman. Go on.
The sea is deep and turbulent.
Right.
And that was what our friendships were.
Deep and turbulent. Well, like, but it's so funny you say that, though, because, but it's obviously it was part of the friendship. That was the rules you were all playing by. But it actually hurt you, even though you know the intention was never to hurt.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, though. Like,
teenage boys are mean and scary. I mean.
Yeah, but we were, like, funny and scary and mean. The funny part is the stuff that, like, that's the point of roasting. Like, you can be as mean as you want. But, like, I hadn't learned that, you know, it was all, like, life or death. It was all, like, it just triggered my fight or flight response. I do have a real problem with roasting because in my brain, I go right for the jugular. Like, someone wants to, like make a joke about, you know, me, which is, like, harmless.
Right.
And my brain's first instinct is to, like,
eviscerate them.
Yes. Is to, like, look at them, figure out whatever their fatal flaw is. And then just fucking tear into them like I'm a werewolf.
But, like, just your friends didn't do that to each other.
Yeah, but it felt like it. Look, Naomi, when I was a kid, I would cry at the fucking drop of a hat.
A literal drop, a taking of a hat.
Yes, I used to have, I don't know if I've talked about it on the show before, but I used to have this, like, newsy cap with a Union Jack on it. I have talked about it.
So you guys get it. It was a hard time for you.
You've heard that one. And yes. So a bully once took it from me, cried. I cried at a lot of stuff.
Right, right.
And I had to toughen up. Again, this wasn't like a conscious thing.
I wasn't like my brain, I
didn't like look in the mirror and yell like, toughen up, pussy.
Gross.
I don't like using that word, no, but like it seems like what a dude would say.
What a dude who's telling themselves to toughen up would say. But it's funny though, because to me, I love roasting. For me, it's the ultimate sign of closeness.
Yes. Well, you and I roast each other.
The ability to tease somebody, you know, and not in a like, it's like a, we both know you do this thing, or we both know you act this way. It's like creating this little private like moment.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Of awareness, and also what it is to know someone well enough to know the fatal flaw, as you say, or like the little things. Like I truly love a good roast. And to me, I'm like whenever anyone's roasting, like we also had a wonderful roasty set with Danielle Perez and Madison Shepherd a few episodes back, where I was like, that's real friendship.
Yeah.
That's real friendship. When you could like literally drag someone and it's hilarious and it's all love. That's what real closeness is.
Yeah. Well, I love it when you roast me. Right? It makes me laugh.
Okay, good. Sometimes.
Because that feels, it's close. But I do like when people roast me, but there's also this like, again, this knee-jerk reaction. I'm an analytic guy. I've cataloged all of your flaws.
Whoa.
For a brief nanosecond, my brain goes, destroy her.
Destroy her. Well, that's the thing though, because I feel like there are times I roast you and then Andy's response, he'll like give a little side eye and go, because basically he doesn't like that I know him that well. Like that's what's bothering you. You're like, I don't want you seeing into this. And it's like, what you else you think I'm gonna do after 9 years? You think I don't know every little look, every facial expression?
Because here's the thing, there's a line. Like, I remember we were at the Americana, which is like an open-air mall here in Los Angeles. And we ran into our friend Marcela Arguello, who will probably be on the show in the future.
Oh, yeah, very, very funny comic, has a new album out called Woke Bully. You know I'm always going to plug a homegirl.
Yeah, she's a really nice person, but she is a woke bully.
She's a
roaster. I remember we ran into her eating...
we were at an open air restaurant, as you would be.
And Naomi, I think you were saying something about how you wanted to lose weight.
Right.
And then you like almost immediately like, kind of dropped your fork, and Marcelo said something like, what, couldn't pick it up with your fat fingers or something? I forget what it was, but you and I started laughing like the hardest laugh we had that day.
And I don't even know her that well, but that shit was so well timed and so accurate. I was like, yes, I needed that. We all needed that. The world needed that moment.
But to me, that's such a fine line.
Of course.
And I don't think I have the instinct to know what that line is between that and something that would like just like rip into someone's stomach and ruin a friendship.
Right, 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 right. I mean, but also right. She, I think, because I don't think I know her that well, but I know what I'm going to get from her. So if I get a roast, it doesn't feel like it's personal. It's kind of like the way she is. You know what I mean? Which like I think is really fun. So like I wasn't offended. But at the same time, I was like, I am fat. But it was also just such a good joke that I was fine with it. I think there's a fine line. If you're going to roast, the joke's got to be worth it. It's got to be worth the sting, you know? And like not everyone can do that. Because sometimes it's not a joke. It's literally just commenting, you're eating too much. That's like my mom's type of roast. You know what I mean? That's not a roast.
Like,
that wasn't a roast. That was just a, you know, pointing out.
That's just a cataloging of flaws.
Of flaws and mistakes.
What's the thing you do in AA where you like go through your faults
or something?
Oh,
an inventory. Take a little inventory. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, there's a fine line between roasting and taking an inventory.
It's like a roast and a fourth step. What are we doing here? What are we doing? And that fourth step needs to be about you, not the other person. You guys, we are going to take a quick break, and then we are going to come back with a little something fun and funky fresh.
I'm Jensen Karp, and I'm a comedy writer and diehard sports fan. And I'm terribly missing the athletes and sports I love. So I'm checking in on them with a podcast called The No Sports Report with Jensen Karp. Your favorite athletes, commentators, and legends from the sports world are revealing what they're doing now that the sport they love is suddenly gone and they're stuck on their couch just like the rest of us. Are they staying in shape? Are their kids heckling them as they attempt to homeschool? Did they almost burn down the house trying to make bread? Are they sleeping in their jerseys at night like I do? Oh, just me? Okay. Listen to the No Sports Report now and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Hey guys, we're back and ready to attack with laughs.
You're so silly.
Or in my case, cataloging all your faults.
Until your guts spill out. You know, like casual fun times.
And just throwing them at you like daggers. We want to bring you another set. This is a little different. Now, like I said earlier in the show, half the lineup dropped out, and we were incredibly lucky. One of our friends, and I will say after the set, good friends, was in town, and we wrote him immediately. We're like, if you're free tonight, we'd love you to be on the show. And we're doing something, you know, we did this a couple episodes ago when
with Mateo Lane,
his partner dropped out at the last minute. So we were like, well, why don't we see if we can, you know, we're friends already with you. Why don't we see if we can be better friends with you?
And there's nothing like the pressure of a live audience to really hold your feet to the fire.
Yeah.
You know, get you honest, get you answering some of these questions.
Yeah. So do you want to, there's a little bit of a setup, but you, if you want to introduce who our guest is, then I'll say something.
Well, yes, you guys, this next set, if you'll call it, is between me and Andy and Matt Rogers,
woo,
an actor, comedian, and one half of the brilliant podcast Las Culturistas. He's been a Comedy Central comic to watch, just relapsed, new face, and we definitely start off this set by asking him if we could be a throuple.
Yeah, well, that's the only setup that I was going to say, so enjoy it. Roll it.
Stay back.
Are you just going to collaborate on that mic?
Yes.
Perfect.
This is what lovers do.
I love that.
Ooh, I
want you to know
duet.
I tried to have a threesome last night and it didn't work. So.
Go on.
Okay. So as you know, so the reason why this weather fucking sucks. I don't come here for this. I come here to feel insecure in West Hollywood. Which I achieved last night on my third day here in LA. I was talking to a gentleman. I am gay. Are you guys, a lot of you, straight? That's fine. I just want to say a lot of my best friends are straight, and I have a dad that's straight. For now. He's very into what I do in like a supportive way. It's kind of gay. But so I was talking to a gentleman for about 3 hours.
What? That's a whole damn night.
At a nightclub.
Oh.
And I thought this was going a certain direction. And then another gentleman came over, sat next to us, and started making out with him in front of me. At which point, there was a break in the action, and he kissed me on my mouth.
What?
And then I said, well, okay. And then they went back into it, and I thought, okay, we're just kind of a tennis situation. At which point, the gentleman I had been talking to said these words to me. Well, Matt, it's been real.
What?
It's been real. Okay? So, if this doesn't end in us all fucking,
Wow.
Y'all straight people can't, like, reject me tonight. It's happening already in my own community, so please, be kind.
Have you had a threesome before?
Never. Have you?
No. Look at me.
Okay. What do you mean? Well, look.
I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show. I'm a squeamish boy. The fact that I just said boy,
You're right.
I'm rearing up on middle age.
It doesn't have to. What do you mean you're squeamish? It doesn't have to be gross.
No, he is prude, and there are times where he will say some shit that will make my clitoris shrivel.
I see.
And then I'm like, you better coke this bitch out.
Yeah.
You better coax me out, bitch. You better put together some IKEA and win me back. You know.
So are you? But are who's more interested in the three-way? I love how I'm interviewing you.
No. Well, we got there. I mean, I am too insecure.
I see.
To take two lovers.
Yeah, right.
I can't, honey. I need one giving me constant positive feedback.
I see, yeah. I don't like to compete. I don't like to compete.
It seems like an awkward thing
in
my mind.
Yeah.
You know, when you watch it on TV, on all the TV programs.
On all the television programs in which we see threesomes. Yeah.
You know, NYPD Blue or whatever.
Of course.
You know, everyone knows what goes and where and when, and in reality, it just seems like there would be like a lot of like weird awkwardness that I don't.
You're right. With two people, it's always very clear what goes in where and when. With three people, that could be going there, could be going over here, this could be going up there, down there, over there, over there. So it could be Dr. Seuss.
There's already too many possibilities when it's two people.
Oh, baby.
How many possibilities with one person? A ton. Two? That's two tons.
Yeah,
now,
you're
right. Three,
it's the logistics. It's a metric ton.
Okay, so obviously, Matt, you went out last night. You were open to letting love in.
I was open.
You were up. Now, so does this mean, like, are you trying to meet people in general? Is it just more like, oh, I'm on vacation, so I'm going to go out? Or are you in a space right now where you're feeling like, let's get out there?
It's funny. I told my representatives I was here to do pilot season. I'm here to be a whore. just so it's clear, I'm here to be a complete whore, and that could start tonight. I am a sure thing. So I just want to let everyone know that. Although I am, unfortunately, waiting for the results of an STI test because a lover of mine last week texted me to say he has chlamydia, baby. So maybe not tonight. Let's wait 48 hours.
No, get it in before you get the results. Yeah.
Before I have to feel bad about telling people? Yeah, you're right.
You are a terrible influence. Andy, I can't believe you would say such a thing.
I'm like the devil on your shoulder.
Telling
you to have unprotected sex.
Well, you know, it actually doesn't need to be unprotected in order to spread STIs. I'm happy you all came to my seminar on STI prevention and how things can spread. I'm Sandy Kenyon, and this is how you get the clap. Sorry.
Oh my God, like, do you think if someone gives you the clap, like, ooh, if someone gives you the clap twice, it's a clap back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, I have a friend.
That's if someone gives you the clap and you give it back to them.
It's a clap back.
It's a clap back.
It's a Gwen Stefani holla clap back girl.
Yes!
That's what that song was about. We share a friend, and I wouldn't dare say his name on the mic. But he got throat gonorrhea from the same person three times.
What?
Fool me once, fool me twice, fool me three times. I don't know what that saying is, but...
Keep fooling me forever.
Keep fooling me. I'm an idiot.
Holy.
I'll tell you after.
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia. There he is.
Someone fuck this couple. They got jokes.
Please don't. You know, Andy knows I'm a very lazy lover. And I could never take a third. Imagine, because it's literal multitasking, which is what I hate the most.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. So, you know, obviously we're up here, we're trying to create this, like, platonic slash possibly sexual thruple situation.
And I'm really hard right now so far, so, like, I just want to say it's going really well.
Wow, you are giving me a double denim moment.
He's wearing two different denims. That's off the dome, people. It's fucking flying out of me
tonight. Wow.
I can tell you about STIs and fucking sing you a dumb fucking song. Somebody fuck me. Not right now.
48 hours, okay? Yeah. Get his number, put it in your Google Cal. Mm-hmm. 48 hours from now, fuck him.
I did take a preventative Z-Pack.
I have never seen somebody say Z-Pack with such confidence.
Z-Pack. I'll take any money. Like, if Z-Pack wants me to be their sponsor, I would do it.
I feel like this is almost now that we were trying to see if we could be better friends, but now I feel like we are trying to, like, match you up with someone in the audience.
Yeah.
I feel like this is taking a turn.
Right. Well, listen, let's talk about us. Let's do it.
Well, we're friends. This is the bit of the lie to this is we're already friends.
We're friend acquaintances,
Andrew, in your case.
It's crazy that you even throw the acquaintance thing in. I would have just said we were friends, but it's your fucking show, right?
If okay. I texted you,
yeah,
would you be like, why is Andy texting me?
No, I'd be like, oh.
That is the sound of why is Andy texting
no!
me?
No! That's like, is. I'd be like, oh my God. Like, it'd be like a Jennifer Aniston thing. I'm like, oh wow, okay, great. Sure.
Except I realized though, I was like, maybe we're friend acquaintances because, you know, when we were like, we want to get Matt for the show. And then I was like, and Andy was like, text him. And I was like, of course. Yex, of course. I don't have your number.
Fuck.
You got my number.
Oh, shit.
And it was one of the moments where I was like, did he purposely keep his number from me?
Wait,
like,
what?
I went on a journey. I went on an emotional journey where I questioned the last 8 months.
Okay, first of all, it's ridiculous. How quickly did I respond to that email? Record time.
Sexually quickly. So quickly, I was like, he can get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, a quick response?
A quick response is an aphrodisiac to me. Yeah. If you respond to my text within minutes, I am like the fire festival gay. I am ready to suck dick. Z-Pack.
Z-Pack Shakur.
Nope.
I pushed it. You know what? I knew the first time you said it in my head, and you said Z-Pack, and I in my head I go Z-Pack Shakur.
My boner's gone.
Look, my brain said, "Don't say that out loud. Don't. No one's gonna like it.
Yeah.
No one on stage is gonna like it." And then the second time you said it, my brain was like, "All right, now's the time."
I'm happy it was said.
This is something I want to know because I think this is the you and Bowen, you create culture. It's something that I am jealous of.
Well,
the fact that Naomi and I actually do say Yex of Corks
is a stupid thing I say on my podcast, Las Culturistas, instead of yes, of course. It is dumb, and it's really dumb that I make people think it's a catchphrase. And I put it on a t-shirt. I'm so hungover. I put it on a t-shirt and sell it on a website. And people buy it.
But I've always wanted to make cool. I'm as you all have seen, I'm a little too weird for cool culture. I can't come up with something cool like Yex of Corks.
Okay. Well, I don't think that's true. You said Z-Pack Shakur. And there are definitely some people out there who are going to think that that's cool. I don't know about how cool those people are. But somebody would buy that on a shirt. They might be 14 and live in, like, Long Island. Which I'm allowed to say because I'm
That's
from
where
there.
You're from.
But I can definitely see that in, like, a Hot Topic.
Oh, babe, you're trying to make some Hot Topic merch. That is culture for so many.
Oh, it's culture for a lot of people.
Oh, my God, very much so.
But do you think we could make culture, all three of us could make culture?
Yeah, absolutely.
Together?
I think we're currently doing it. I think actually culture is happening right now. Current events are happening as we speak. And I think that like right now culture is being created in the room. Like, this is crazy.
I want to talk about, okay, no, we have to share a microphone so it is creating awkward pauses, but it's not because there isn't trust here.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Okay.
There's a full ass puddle on
there. There's a full puddle. You do have to watch yourself. All right.
Chrissy, okay, yeah.
This is, but you know what we're doing?
Yeah.
We're being professional.
Absolutely.
The show must go on.
What, are you kidding?
All day, every day. Yo. Just like our apartment leaks. Anyway. So, like, here's a question I've been feeling out lately. Like, do you make new friends? You know, you're out there, obviously, you do the podcast, you're also just a man about town, you know what I mean? You're getting triple kissed, you know? And the question is, like, do you feel like you make new friends now? I feel like you hit over the age of 30, I have not made a new friend, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm...
Exactly, no friends! None of us are here to make friends! We're begrading a reality show.
I have to tell you, I think that I make friends. I think I made friends today with a straight person, actually, which was thrilling.
Wow.
Just to get a taste of their culture. So, like, basically, I encountered a straight person today, and it was a new person, and they were talking about how they had met someone on Hinge, the dating website Hinge, or the dating app Hinge. And they were like, they just sent me a sexy text. What do I say back? And I said, no, don't say something sexy back. Say, like, a funny thing back. And they were like, really? And I was like, yeah, you should say a joke because make it like your switch should be a little bit more hard to get. So she said something like, he said he just got out of the shower. And she said something basic like, wow, what a lucky shower to see you naked. And then she's like, I'm just at home in bed. I bet your bed is comfy. Like, so woo, thirstily girl. Trying to get yeah. him to say something shitty. So I, like, sexy and, like, shitty back and basic. So I said, no, don't play this game. Be better than this. I said, Google mattress on street. And he did. And I said, just send back, this is my bed, period.
Yes!
And he was like, I like that. I think that's really good. I think that's really funny, actually. Wait, I like Matt. I like Matt, actually. Like, before he, like, did it. I actually like Matt. Like, whenever someone actually likes you, I'm so hard. But, so, he did that, and she responded with the, when you push down on the picture and do the ha-ha text. Great, that. So he got that response back, and she said, oh my God, you're so funny. And then I said, now say something sexy. And ooh. I said, now go in your room and take a picture of your bed. And he's got like a sex bed with like a circular mirror above the bed. So I said, now go take a picture of your bed and say, brought it inside and dressed it up for you when you come over. I said, say that. It's not great, but it's something. I mean, I'm working with straight people. So, like, he did, and she responded by... she didn't text back, but she probably was busy coming at home. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she was shuddering with cum. Like, ah! The
never
transition from humor into sex was just, like, too much for her.
I want to throw out to the audience, do you think, by a round of applause, do you think the three of us could be friends? Like, good friends, deep friends.
Okay.
Are you guys going to ask me a question about my crushes? You said offstage that you would
ask me. Well, I did want to know, like, if you had any crushes at the moment and what was going on in that area. Are you doing anything to pursue, or are they just passive?
Can I tell you who I just had a moment with?
Yes.
The iconic actor Jeff Goldblum. I was at the Sundance Film Festival doing interviews for the website Vulture.
I've heard of it.
And Jeff Goldblum is in a film at Sundance. He is an actor. And he's performing in a film called The Mountain, which is about a doctor in the late 1950s who was still performing lobotomies after the medical community said, don't do that shit. So this is Goldblum in a good-ass movie with a he's very good in it. So he comes into the studio, and the man would fuck a chair if it looked good enough. I'm not kidding. And he's tall, and it still is. he still slaps.
Oh,
as
my
they
God,
say.
Yes.
Ho, bitch. It is overwhelming. And you know when you meet him that it was his idea in Jurassic Park to have his chest exposed. You know it was his idea. So he comes in, sees me. I just see in his eyes he's taken an interest. And I'm like, okay. And I know when I've been rejected and I know when I've been accepted. And I was being accepted in this moment. So he wanted to know my whole deal. And then in the middle of my interview with him, he stopped me mid-question and goes, "You look like a handsome version of Zachary Quinto or a young Peter Gallagher." And I told him, I said, "You are floating my boat right now, but I wanted to say, I will fuck you." So my crush is Jeff Goldblum,
yes,
the actor.
Yes, I can relate to this content, everyone.
Hold on to your butts, Jeff Goldblum.
Our new friend, Matt Roger.
Love you all. I really love you all.
I love Matt Rogers, okay? I am very excited. He is going to be in Los Angeles for a little while. I will make it my mission to spend time with him all the time.
Yeah. I don't want this. Look, when we say we want to be friends with someone, we don't say that lightly. All right? We don't
oh,
just,
they know.
We just don't invite schmucks on this show and this, then lie to you.
Oh, can you imagine an actual dinner for schmucks? It sounds terrible.
Well, I just like, look, we do one episode a week. We're not going to just invite people we hate on the show.
Even if it was more episodes. Nobody
would
we hate.
We put a lot of work into making this. Why would we invite people we didn't like?
No, I understand the common sense.
But you know, some people, but like, there's just like fake showbizzy bullshit where like, this guy's my friend. Everyone's my friend. I don't have any enemies. I'm a sociopath. Like, yep. There's that kind of thing that's around. So like when someone's like, "Oh, my very good friend, this," I'm like, "You're a liar. They're not your very good friend. In fact, I've heard you drag that person. You dislike them. And now you're just like, for the cameras or for the microphones, you are putting on a face. And I calling bullshit."
Andy's calling bullshit, you guys. So
I'm dialing on my cell phone right now. Calling bullshit.
Bullshit never picks up, FYI. You guys, I hope you have enjoyed this.
That's a tagline for something. That's got a movie. Like, whatever. Bullshit never picks up.
Thank you. Andy will just take your stuff to the next extra I love him. Y'all, did y'all like this episode? I hope so. We had fun. We getting into it. You guys, before we go, we do want to let you know about all the other stuff you can do to get down with Couples Therapy.
Yeah. If you live here in Los Angeles, our next live show is at the Virgil on March 2nd at 8 p.m. We got Johnny Pemberton, Brooke Van Poppelin, Mary Mack, a lot of other great people. Go to couplestherapypod.com to get tickets. Also, we're on social media. So if you go to Twitter, it's at Blacktress and at Andy Beckerman. And the show is at Naomi and Andy. On Instagram, it's at Couples Therapy Pod. And we just started a Patreon.
Yes, you guys. For less than the cost of mozzarella sticks, you can get 2 extra episodes of Couples Therapy every single month.
Yeah, this isn't bullshit. We wouldn't just try to get your money out of your wallets. We are giving you something fun. Two
Hashtag
extra episodes.
Content. It will be fun. It will be funky fresh. It'll mostly be me and Andy, okay? You're going to be getting inside this love affair, going deep, doing segments, having fun. So go to Patreon. Find out some information. Go to our website.
There should be a link on couplestherapypod.com. Also, we have a call-in line. All right. You can find the number on Twitter, but it's also 323-524-7839. Call, leave a voicemail, ask advice, and we will answer it on a future episode. Is that it?
Yeah. And as always, rate, review, subscribe, baby. Bye.
¿Qué onda, familia? If you're looking for a fun, feel-good listening experience,
check out our podcast, Hanging with Los Otelos.
My name is your boy, Edgar, and this is my beautiful wife, Janet.
Hi, guys. We're a bilingual Mexican-American married couple with 2 beautiful young daughters.
We're ready to fully expose our life, discuss relationship drama, yours and ours, and fill you with faith, encouragement, and laughter.
Se va a poner bueno, so come hang out with us.
Listen to Hanging with Los Otelos on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, visit losotelos.com.
Mama, Dad, I love it.
I'm Katie Couric.
I'm Bozma St. John.
I'm an award-winning journalist, if I do say so myself.
And I'm a hot-to-trot, trailblazing marketing executive.
And we're very confident. We wanted to combine Boz's business and branding expertise
with Katie's natural curiosity
to create a podcast responding to this moment in time.
Welcome to Back to Biz
with Katie and Boz.
Each week, we'll interview innovators, creatives, and CEOs
to find out how our pandemic present will forever change the business of tech and media,
travel and leisure,
education and sports,
fashion and pop culture.
Because in many ways, this has been a really dark time, but it's also a time for reassessing, recalibrating, and finding the light.
We're doing 10 episodes, and you can catch them every Thursday.
So listen to Back to Biz with Katie and Boz
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.